I couldn't have Shabbos. I'll share with you a thought that I had actually this morning as I was being Mavla Sedra, a new Dehel in the Hoya Ekev, to tie it into a Yisoy that we've discussed in the past, but to tie it up in the words Vahoya Ekev. All the Rishonim already chazal him on what's the Pshat Ekev. Vahoya Ekev Tishmon. It's not a commonly used Lashon. What does the word Ekev have to do with in this Nekudah? So Ekev could mean Keneged, and Ekev could mean the heel of the feet. And Chazal are being Oymer on that Nekudah, that the reason why the Torah used this phrase of Ekev to identify what's the message. It's part of the message is the Ekev. The Ekev is the message. It's not just a word. The Ekev alone is a message. So what is the message of Ekev? So Rashi brings down mitzvahs kalos shodam dosh ba'kev of tishma. Mitzvahs kalos. So everybody asks, it's a mile of mitzvahs kalos. Mitzvahs kalos. Punk, that's where I'm going to get the schar. Punk. The mitzvahs kalos, that's where I'm going to get the schar. Samod namaisa. And the mitzvahs chamor is not. There's more of a schar on the mitzvahs kalos than the mitzvahs chamor. So there's a lot of redachs on that also. There's a famous Sefer Chassidim that says Chiddush Gadol, Reb Chaim Knievsky Zatzal, puts this in his Sefer Nachal Eson, that he wrote a Sefer on Egla Rufe. Reb Chaim Knievsky, every time there was an Ibul Yom, he would use the extra month to put out a Sefer on something, you know, because his regular Seder Hayom was very kavua. So he didn't have time to write, so that's, he would write when he had an extra Ador. He put out a Sefer. And every, obviously, Reb Chaim, everything he wrote was a treasure. But specifically, he wrote on in Yonim very often that we have nothing on. That we have no real... He wrote Mamish and Mishnah Brura on Egla Rufa. Mamish like a Sefer Mishnah Brura on Egla Rufa. It's not a simple task. Pass for Reb Chaim. Mamish mit der Rambam, mit der Mishnah Brura on Hilchos Egla Rufa. So he writes in Adome, what's so special? So he says, he brings down a famous Sefer Chassidim. I tell to the Bacham often to be mechazik them to learn things that people don't learn. Something Rabbi Yankov Zatzal told me on many occasions. He said, what was the Gishmakai to Ben Azman? I said, wonder what do people in Rabbi Yankov's Chabur, what do they do Ben Azman? Somebody went to the cottage, but what do they do in the cottage? All these zachen, right? It's gewaldig. What do you do, Ben Azman? What? So Bianca says, Ben Azman. Don't say given Azay, Yishmak, you're waiting to hear what also Mishin got from the Ben Azman. So say given Azay, Yishmak. Yem also make you can't learn it. On a hefsek. There's no storm and Ben Azdorm. You can't learn the whole. There was no kfi. You can just learn the whole time. Nothing. The Ben Azdorm don't get in the way. Und mit gelernt alle de Sachen, was man nicht gekannt lernen in das Mann. Zroim und Taharis. Sie gewinnen also in Geschmack. Das gewinnen die Ben Azmani. That was the Ben Azmani. But Lamaise, so Reb Chaim says that the Sefer Chassidim brings down that just like we see the biggest mitzvah, that's Doiche, Tilei Mitzvah der Reise, is the mitzvah of Meis Mitzvah. There's a person, Nebuch, it doesn't have koivrim, doesn't have people to be oisik in the kvur. So the halacha is that it's doicha many mitzvahs. The Gemara handles even mitzvahs that are doicha all other mitzvahs. It's meis mitzvahs odiv. Ken godl, nozio, everything gets pushed away. So Sefer Chassidim says that concept that applies to meis mitzvah applies to Torah also. Im Ra'isa sagt der Sefer Chassidim, a chelik in Teure, that people don't learn, that's a special source to be Eisei. That's a meis mitzvah of Teure. It's a meis mitzvah of Teure. Mr. Rosenberg, Alav HaSholem, in Williamsburg, he opened up the first Shatner's laboratory. For Shteitzach, afterwards, everybody's a bigger chochem, and they know how to do it better, and his way was not, for Shteitzach. He was the one. He was Machadish. It used to be, people went, they looked at the label, and if it didn't say woolen linen, it would have been kosher. That's like Van Kosha. You looked at a label. What else did you do? Right. The mice in many, many especially expensive suits, they had in the collar, Mamish Shatas the Reise. Choshev Yidin. Wasn't making canton. I'm not saying they were over, Nalachas for Sholem. So the Roy, it's a mere chain in Motz. In Aloha, we could find a lot of Asas. But the bottom line is, he was, his Chosim, I often think about him. He Mamish Ames Mitzvah. Mamish Ames Mitzvah. So Lamaisa, was a risk gekommen? Hat Reb Chaim gesagt, so I took Halakam of Torah, that there's nothing on Taka. Egla Rufa. Imagine the Chaviv is by the Rebbeinu Shalom. Egla Rufa. So some want to learn, maybe that's Pshat in the Pasuk, that there is a special schus. Those mitzvahs that people are dosh bakeva, for that alone, for the fact that these mitzvahs get stepped on, for that alone, dos aschus, that you're upholding those mitzvahs. That's one pshat. It's possible pshat. Another pshat, the Chofetz Chaim, Yedua from the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim says that doesn't mean, because the whole lashon of mitzvah shodam dosh bakevav is a strange lashon. Right? Because there's mitzvahs that people don't keep. So why are we using the word akev? If the message is mitzvahs that people don't keep, so just say mitzvahs that people don't keep. What's akev? Step on it. Don't step on the mitzvahs. Stepping almost sounds like it's they're being mezalzel. They're misnaged the mitzvah. The mitzvahs kalos that people don't keep. Chofetz Chaim touched up, and this is I want to give a little bit of a different connection, tie it into another the hemshecher pesukim. Chofetz Chaim said that you don't realize you're surrounded by mitzvahs. So Rabbi Avigdor Miller, Zechayin Lavracha, used to always talk about this. You know, people don't realize, he used to call it the treasures in the sides of the road. You don't realize how many mitzvahs you're doing. A person's a baal panos, supporting his family. Doing a mitzvah noigav adil. Feels like a loser, right? Today, the guy's working. It's a dirty work. What are you working for? Right? You know what he's doing? Every minute that he's working to found us a mishpoch, is b'chaim a mitzvah. Right? You could work and think nothing. You could think, Nebuch, I'm stuck in this world where Nebuch. Or you could work and say, you know what? I'm being mekim a mishpacha. I'm supporting a family. I'm supporting the shomes. Every minute I'm at work, I'm running a moisid. So Chofetz Chaim says that's the mitzvah. Shodam dosh doesn't mean it's people don't keep. You keep, but you step on them. You don't realize. Be some wave and you'll see a moly mitzvahs. Chofetz Chaim said, even before she mitzvahs to rise, people don't think, I have to, do you have 10 bucks? I need 10 bucks. So you pull out 10 bucks, you're happy to give another guy 10 bucks. Trachste, you makayim a mitzvah to rise and kesef talpa sam. Think about it and you'll see your mom is surrounded by mitzvahs. And according to the Chofetz Chaim, that, it's enedoyme, the kiyama mitzvah, when you're some wave, instead of doing it like a misasik, that you don't even know you're doing it. So you're cheapening your own mitzvahs. That's a good taich in Ekev. Whereas these are mitzvahs, not mitzvahs that you're not keeping. These are mitzvahs that you're Mekayim, and while you're Mekayim, you're stepping on them. You don't realize you're being Mekayim. So by me, that this Pshat HaChofetz Chaim always had a geshmakai, because in the word Ekev, taiches up the Ekev. I'm going to go a little bit in a different approach, because many, the Mefarshim HaOmer on the Hemshech HaPsukim, even the word Ekev alone, very often refers to people's offspring, the hemshech of a person. Right? Sometimes it's called yetzi reichoi. But the word ekev is a hemshech of a person. Right? But the key, if you look at the psukim, it keeps on going. It says, "V'shom alecha Hashem es habris ves hachesed, uveirachecho v'hirbecho uveirach privitnecho." So Chazal say, "What's perach privitnecho? Zu birchas habonim." That means that when the Rebbeinu Shlom gave a bracha to Klal Yisrael, that Bnei Yisrael have a special bracha. Special bracha. They can cash into the midas that we yashim from the Ovis. The Rambam says in Ilchos Ovel, that's Klal Yisrael. He says that Gemilus Chesed, he says, Hu amidu shechokak Avram Avinu bezahar. Chokak Avraham Avinu Bezayin. Who couldn't walk around this week with unbelievable pride? Such pride that Nebuch HaYiddish Kint was lost in Arizona, middle of Dalton. How long could a 9-year-old be lost without Chas V'Sholom, you know, being mistak in Mamesh? Ganz Klal Yisrael, davening. It's Soros Rabin. Once a gate Dalton, a plane, a private plane, which the whole plane is from Hatzolah, the ganze plane is a plane Shul Chesed. The ganze, that's the Hefte from the Kli. They get onto a private plane, a bunch of Chassidim from Chaverim and Muncie. When they fly to Arizona and they find the gate. I mean, it's nerve-oying. There's so many, bunch of Yidden drop everything. They fly to Arizona with the latest technology. It's so special. It's hard. It's comical, but it's hard to laugh because it's so chashuv. It's hard to laugh because in Arizona, right? What's with the police? What's with the? I mean, come on. With the marshals, with the this, with that, with the missing persons, with all of the resources that the goyim have. You need to have 10 chassidim to fly from Muncie. What's Kemat Kenishrat in English? And they find him. They find him, Tak. Kiddush Hashem Shein Komoyim. But the whole thing, when you just look at it, you go, and they found him. Okay? So there's national, it's not the National Guard. The Abandu Chassidim from Muncie, who I'm assuming can't speak English without an accent. Efshar. Kumendoten with drones and mice. It's not the first time. But nervoyim to go across the country. So the Rambam is teaching us why we take pride for such a thing. Like I'm thinking, like how could Mashiach not come? Azavoch. We have to realize Rambam state Nilchazovel who are midos shechok Avraham Avinu bezaroi. Avraham Avinu created this, that we such an am. But everybody wants to cash into that, right? How do you cash in? How are you zoyche? So there's a part of the Ekev here is kipshute to be zoyche. There should be a hamshoche. There should be a hamshoche from what we're doing. Verachas pivit nechofem. That's part of the message that's being conveyed. Birchas Habonim. And that's Uveirach Privit Necho. So now I was thinking of a whole new idea. There's something called Birchas Habonim. And Birchas Habonim by Klal Yisrael, that's the Hemshech of Klal Yisrael. Birchas Habonim. The Hemshech of Klal Yisrael. So Chazal tell us in Parshas Nosei that Birchas Koinim is also Yivarechecho Zu Birchas Habonim. The biggest aspect of Birchas Koinim is the Hamshocha of Klal Yisrael. The Kohen is giving a bracha on the Hamshocha of Klal Yisrael. And what? So the Medrash Rabbah brings down, and what schus is the Kohen's bracha resting on? It's resting on the Ovis. But there's a specific nekuda. The Lashon of the Pasuk in Parshas Nosei. Koi Sivoruchu es B'nei Yisrael. Koi. Koi Sivorchu. So Chazal say, Koi, the Lashon Koi, is where we got the Schus of the Bracha. Zokta Medrash Rabbah, Koi Sivorchu. Bischus Sholosh, three times that it says Koi, that's how it was Eichel Brichas Koi. When Avraham Avinu asked the Rabbanu Shalom, where's my children? I looked in the Tztagninus, they're not going to have children. Vayotze Yisei Achutza. Habet told him, look up at the stars. Koi Yezarecho. That's the first koi. The second koi is from Akeda. Avraham tells Eliezer Yishmol, Vani Vanar Melcho Ad Koi. That's the second koi. And the third koi is by Matan Torah. Koi Soim Al Beis Yankiv V'Sagil Al Beis Yisrael. Only one of those kois can be understood simply. And that's the second one. The second one we understand is Aschus Akedah. it's chusin akeda. Right? You have to know what's the word koi, but it's chusin akeda. Hashem told Avram to look up to the stars. What's the chus? Yena koi. What's the chus? Koi senul beis yankiv. What's the? There's a fascinating Baba v'Rebbe, Reb Shloimeh Mibaba, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, how he touched the Medrash Rabbe. And I think that that's how we could say Pshat in this Pasuk, V'hoye Ekev. The Baba v'Rebbe said a gevaldige vort. He said that, and it's not Neimim Advom L'mishomro. He said that there are three qualities that are needed to be Mamshech, the Messiah of Torah. Three qualities that are necessities. People say, how are you mamshach? There's three absolute necessary qualities. He said, number one, the machanach, whether it's the father, whether it's the teacher, whether it's the, every Jew is a machanach. We just will machanach the world this week. What does chesed mean? One is the machanach himself has to be a smal. Has to be a dugma. Because Rabbi Yankov Zatzal always said this. He said, the main chinuch is what you yourself do. Then you have had a dafman zogin. Of course you have to. But the main chinuch, Rabbi Yankov said, ich wollt op getai standers. Shefa, hashpo, nish chinuch. Hashpo is when you something flows from the mechanech. That's the first thing. Mechanech. Over the years, very often we interview somebody for a job in the yeshiva. And some of the people interviewing are very impressed. And they see that I'm not holding by it. And say, you weren't? I said, no, I was very impressed. But part of what I look at Mechanech is I want to see the person himself. Do I want, every Talmud should look like this guy. His midas, his, who he is. If I don't feel I want every Talmud to be like that guy, why is he the one giving over Dvar Hashem? Right? That's Zok the Baba v'Rebbe, the Rabbanu Shlom told Avraham Avinu, you want children? This is what you need. He taught him the trick. Habet, the child has to be able to look up and see and go, koi, azoi. Thus is the erish the koi. Koi yehei zarecha. You want to have zarecha? There has to be a koi. That's the first koi. Zok the Baba v'Rebbe, and then it takes Mesiras Nefesh. That's the koi of the Akeda. Melchad koi. If you're not ready to put your life on the line for the chinuch, it's not going to go. You have to be ready. That's the second koi. Right? I'm using them only because they're right in front of our face. If Chaverim would have been able to sit in an office and use AI and find the kid pushing two buttons, the kid would have been found. That's not the same hashpah as dropping everything, getting onto a plane in the middle of the night, flying to Arizona. Das ist Mesiras Nefesh. Das ist koi. That's the second koi. And then says the Baba v'Rebbe, you need consistency. There's no worse message than inconsistency. There has to be a consistent message. It has to be consistently coming from you. And that, he says, it says, Koisoim ala beis yankev. So Chazal say, Elu anoshim. Why Elu anoshim? Sheheim betsuyo is tomi babayis. There's a hasmod. The woman are always there. The mother's always there. Thus is the dritte koi. Those are the three qualities. So Dr. Baba v'Rebbe, that's birchas bonim. Gval de gevolt. So I want to tow that vote from Pashas Nasai to here. And tell you a gedank. The Gedank is like this, that I'll tell you one other Maisa, which we've brought down in the past, from that Rabbi Yitzchak Greenberg Zatzal was a Mechanech in Eretz Yisrael. He said it over. He was a Lomj Talmud. He was actually in Petach Tikva. He learned in Lomj Eretz Yisrael. He learned together with Reb Chaim Kanievsky, that Chabur. They learned in Petach Tikva, the Lomj. Chaim Kanievsky learned by Reuven Katz, the Lom Zhirov, who later immigrated to Eretz Yisrael. That was like from the first yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael. That was Shonim Kadmonius. The Chofetz Chaim was supposed to immigrate to Petach Tikva. That was a plan for the Chofetz Chaim. They already had plans. Chofetz Chaim was involved in the planning of it, of Petach Tikva. Anyway, so Lamaisa, the Rav Yitzchak Greenberg Zatzal, who was a Mechanech in Eretz Yisrael, he learned the Petach Tikva, he learned in Lomsha. And he said that there was a Alta Yid, his name was Donis, I think Yitzchak Donis, Rav Yitzchak Donis. He immigrated to Eretz Yisrael before the establishment of the state, before World War II. He was in communist Russia. He escaped then. And he was in Petach Tikva. And that's where he died. He was in Petach Tikva for the end of his life. And obviously Greenberg said one Friday, he used to take walks. So every bacha used to walk with him to hear things from Europe, from Vossen Given. And he had all kinds of mises with the communists and the Bolshevikim and all these mises. So he says it was a Friday morning. They took a walk. And he tells him, "Do you know? You know who my two Adams are?" So this Reb Donis is a very wealthy man in Europe. Very, very. Meaning he held up many, many Moistas HaTor. Lamaisa, his two Adams were Bloch's, the Bloch brothers. Avrom Yitzchak Bloch, Yomeir Bloch, Rosh Yeshivin tells, doesn't give in, G'day Le'elam. These were his Adams. These were his sons-in-law. So he said, "How was I Zeche to these two sons-in-law? V'ya Bich Zeche given." He said, "I'll tell you, it's one story." He says, "Rebbe Chonon Wasserman Zatzal used to come to me every year to raise money for Branovich." People don't realize what Rebbe Chonon went through. They didn't have then, it wasn't like yeshivas, you have a CEO and you have a this one and you have a that one. And yeshiva, you bring him somewhere, he talks, he immigrate the ham. Zinnik ben hazeh. The yeshiva gegangen in Blocha, in the Eldarai. Rebbe Chonon himself traveled throughout Europe in the Blotel, literally Blotel, in the mud, the way they traveled in those days, to raise money for Branovich. That's knocking on doors. So Rebbe Chonon Wasserman Zatzal used to come, this was one of his stops, by Yitzchak Donis, used to stop by him. So he stopped by him. One winter, the weather was shreklach, the weather in Europe, the weather, when you had shreklach weather, the roads were dirt. It could be for weeks. You can't walk kemat. Rebbe Chonon was covered with mud, mamish from his waist down. That's how dirty he was. It's hard to be metayer Rebbe Chonon, right? Where was the CEO? Like we have today. You know? Imagine you have Rebbe Chonon walking in the mud today. Every guy is secretary and this and the CEO and everything. Can't imagine. Right, 50 balabatim taking care of it. Rebbe Chonon in the blotter. When he came to Donis's house, he didn't want to walk in. He's thinking, "How am I walking in? This house is covered with tapestries and carpets, and it's gorgeous. I'm going to walk in, make the house just on my presence is going to make it filthy." Rebbe Chonon knew the house because he's there every year. He said, "Oh, I have it. There's an entrance from the kitchen, side of the house where there's no carpet, no nothing. It's a kitchen. Today, a kitchen is all nice on its own, but then the kitchen was a koch." $500,000 a kitchen. He's going out of the kitchen then. Chon said, "I'm going to go into the kitchen." So he went to the kitchen, knocked on the door. This guy Donis, his daughters were in the kitchen. They opened the door. Chon, Gevaldik, they call him in. They tell the father, "Chon, the Pranovich of Rosh Yeshiva. He's in the kitchen. How's Rebbe Chonon in the kitchen?" Comes into the kitchen. Rebbe Chonon starts explaining to him, "Look at me. I didn't want to walk in. There's no place for me to walk. I'm not going to make filthy." He says, "Rebbe Chonon, the Brown of the Shiva, what are you doing to my daughters?" "Your daughters? I didn't yell at them. I didn't say one word to them." "Rebbe Chonon, all the years since they were born, I'm a chanuch them that all this, whatever we have, is garbage. Torah is the malucha. You're the king. The whole thing here is Rebbe Chanan. And now you're walking in from the kitchen. You, Rebbe Chanan. I insist that you come in from the front and you sit on the couch. Rebbe Chanan saw how much this was benafshei. So he did it. Went around, came in, put him on the couch. Without no cleaning, on the couch. Azay. So Rav Donis looks at Yitzchak Greenberg, this Talmud from Petach Tikva. He says, "The Bolsheviks, the communism, gnimen alles. There's nothing left. But my two diamonds, they couldn't take away from me. My two edims, they couldn't take away from me. You know why I was zoyche? Because it had my son. Das hab ich zoyche given. Das hab ich zoyche given. I was zoyche because of that story." That's an unbelievable message. That's an unbelievable message. It wasn't the check. He could have given a check 20 times bigger. The message was the way he treated Rebbe Chanan. That was much more than the check. The check is the garnished. Thus is the Ikea. That's the message. I think we could say now a new Dehel. The Pasuk is not talking about mitzvahs that we don't keep. The Pasuk's not even talking about mitzvahs that we don't realize. Like the Chofetz Chaim says, there are mitzvahs you do, you don't realize you're doing them. The Torah is telling you, the mitzvahs that you are keeping, how are you keeping them? Are the mitzvahs the prime? The steak dinner is prime. Right? Motishkin b'dievetik dinner. Right? How is the mincha before the dinner? Is the mincha given steak? Or the mincha given fish nuggets from ShopRite? Frozen, you pulled out and collect all for the garbage pail. Mota mincha, you get to make that barbecue. Mota mincha on the side, everybody's half dressed. Macht der Hatzi Kaddish und soll sich seine Kinder essen Fleisch, was ich gehe on Thursday. Right? Und noch dem sitzen wir fast steak dinner. I'm not against steak dinner, I like steak also, it's gewaltig. I'm not a misnagger to steak. Was ist gewähm mit dem Minche? How are our mitzvahs? The mitzvahs that we're keeping, not the mitzvahs we're not keeping. The mitzvahs that we are keeping. If Tishmun mitzvah ishadom dosh ba'kev of the mitzvahs you're talking keeping, and you know you're keeping them. Are you keeping them and trampling on them at the same time? Or are you glorifying the mitzvahs? Or are the mitzvahs being elevated? How are you keeping the mitzvahs? The hoyoekev Tishmun, if those mitzvahs that people just step on, they all mitzvahs, they don't realize the value, you don't step on it. You elevate it, uveirach es pri vitnecho, then you'll be zeichet to birchas. If the child is looking at a bunch of mitzvahs that are being stepped on, if the people around you are looking at that, set nitzayin chas v'sholem kin ber pri vitnecho. But if the child's looking and he sees that mitzvah which people just makayim, they don't value the mitzvah. So basically the message of Parshas Ekev is, raise the value of what you're doing. Make it royal. The mitzvahs should be treated with royalty, which they are. And that's a tremendously something we have in life. Because we're surrounded by Hashem by it. But how are we being Makayim? I'm going to Shabbos.